Now, the National Council for Higher Education has warned universities which are still skeptical to kickstart the process of implementing the competence-based curriculum ahead of the stipulated deadline set in July 2027. The Executive Director, National Council for Higher Education, Professor Mary Okwakwal, says effective July 2027, all universities will be required to start teaching based on the new competence-based curriculum, and this will allow universities to produce graduates that fit within the current job market. The Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Education and Sports, Dr. Kendra Stulia-Jenda, says the universities must emphasize practical work and theory work must be minimal. She made the remarks while officiating at the opening of an international conference on proliferation of local expertise in development of green growth economy, a project funded by the European Union, to ensure that students taking agriculture courses in about 4 universities across the country acquire right skills to have them promote the agriculture sector.
I have been here at the National Council for Higher Education to open and launch a project called Pledge, which is going to help universities develop curricula but also improve delivery methods for the agriculture area of study led by Mountains of the Moon together with the National Council for Higher Education. The reason why we are going competence-based is because we want tangible results, not theory, not results on a piece of paper, but the capacity to do something. So these universities which are partnering in the Pledge project are lucky. They are going to get hands-on training, and we hope they will now use that to train other staff in their own universities.
Kampala News. News around you and from your neighborhood.